This is the Ultimate Advisor Podcast, the podcast for financial advisors who want to create a thriving, successful, and scalable practice. Each week, we'll uncover the ways that you can improve your referrals, your team, your marketing, and your business operations, helping you to level up your advising practice, bring in more assets, and create the advising practice that you've dreamed of. You'll be joined by our hosts, Brian Sweet, who is moving fast towards $1 billion in assets under management. Brittany Anderson, the driving force for advisors looking to improve their operations and company culture. And Dre Redfern, who can help you systematize and automate your practice's marketing to effortlessly attract new clients. So, what do you say? Let's jump into another amazing episode of the Ultimate Advisor Podcast.
Welcome back to the Ultimate Advisor Podcast. Brittany Anderson here with our special guest, Mr. Tom Wheelwright. Tom is a tax and wealth expert. He is a CPA, a CEO of Wealthability, rich dad advisor, entrepreneur, international speaker, the best-selling author of Tax-Free Wealth, How to Build Massive Wealth by Permanently Reducing Your Taxes, and his newest book titled The Win-Win Wealth Strategy, Seven Investments the Government Will Pay You to Make. Wheelwright is the CPA for Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, if you're not familiar, and has spoken on stages on every continent to over 100,000 entrepreneurs, small business owners, and investors. He also is the host of two popular podcasts, The Wealthability Show with Tom Wheelwright, CPA, and The Wealthability for CPAs Show. His goal is to help people achieve their financial dreams faster by permanently and legally reducing their taxes. Wheelwright is a contributor to Entrepreneur Magazine, and his work has been seen in Forbes, The Wall Street Journal, The Washington Post, and on Fox and Friends, Marketplace, NPR, ABC News Radio, and hundreds of other media outlets. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Brittany. It's a delight to be here with you.
Well, Tom, we've heard all of your amazing, incredible achievements. And as I like to say, I'd love to peel back the layers on who Tom is beyond the bio. So can you share a little bit of your journey and really what got you into the work that you do today?
Yeah, sure. So I grew up in Salt Lake City, Utah. I was a good Mormon boy. And so when I was 19 years old, I got to spend 2 years in France, basically learning how to get rejected in France. And that's really the best training for an entrepreneur that you can get is getting comfortable with rejection. Every entrepreneur knows that rejection is a key, actually a key to success. And then even before that, I spent many years working in my family business. So my dad was a printer. My mother was the controller for his printing company. And we all the kids, I'm the youngest of six, all the kids worked in the printing business. I worked as a bookkeeper with my mother. So I actually worked for my mother. And then she worked with my father. And then other siblings were in the art department or the press department or whatever. And so that really is what kind of got me going on accounting in the first place. And then I learned early on, I liked law, and tax is a nice combination of numbers and accounting and law. And that's really what got me started. I started with Ernst & Young back in the olden days when it was Ernst & Winnie, and spent 7 years there, including 3 years in their national tax office. And I spent 4 years in-house with a Fortune 500 company as their tax advisor. And I spent, and then I built CPA firms for about 25 years. Last 5 years, I've been spending my time building a network of CPA firms, which we have just turning into a franchise. So we'll be, to my knowledge, the first tax advisory franchise. There are a lot of tax preparation franchises, but no tax advisory franchises. And we'll, and our goal is to be the largest tax advisory franchise in the world. So I think we have a shot at it. And in the meantime, I, you know, also get to travel with Robert Kiyosaki. We just got back from Germany and the UK in London, speaking to audiences there. And in my spare time, I get to spend most of my time with my family and my grandkids.
The list of accomplishments and experiences, I should say, is endless, it appears, Tom, which is so exciting. So you briefly mentioned, this new franchise model. So I would assume that our advisors tuning in, ears are perking up, because it is so important, as you know, for us as wealth advisors and in this industry to have access to great CPAs, to people who truly know what they're doing and who can help serve a certain echelon of clientele. So can you help just share a little bit more about what that franchise model is going to look like?
Yeah. So what we're really good at is tax strategies and tax planning. And what I'm really good at is just training. I love to teach. I love to train. And so we've been training CPAs. We have a network of 60 CPA firms that we're just converting into a franchise model. And we train them twice a month. We do very extensive training, technical training, as well as client service training. And the goal is to really allow entrepreneurs to serve other entrepreneurs. And that's why we're not a big firm. Don't ever want to be a big firm, because I don't want a bunch of employees trying to tell an entrepreneur what to do or how to how to handle their taxes. Much better if it's an owner operator who does that. On top of that, I would say that we expect that we're seeing more and more multidisciplinary practices. So, for example, in Arizona, you can have multidisciplinary practice with CPAs and attorneys. In a lot of states, what we're seeing is financial advisors who decide, well, we need CPAs on our staff. Well, an alternative would be just be an owner in a CPA in a franchise. And then you don't have to worry about all of the difficulties of running that that tax practice. And you still have access directly to those CPAs. But other than that, we just are going to have the best tax advisors. We have the best system for tax advice, and we have the best customer service.
So as these franchises continue to grow, Tom, are you actually placing CPAs into the franchise, or just talk a little bit about how that strategy will work?
Yeah. So our primary, just like any franchise, our primary role is sales and marketing, and brand. That's our primary role. However, in a professional franchise, you have to actually train them. So that would be the other thing that we have to do. We have to make sure that they're delivering quality advice. We need to actually do a lot of quality control with them. What I find that most in our profession, the CPA profession, lack is they lack the systems and really the knowledge of, how to recruit, how to maintain staff, how to bill, price and bill. I mean, these are types of things that we do train our franchisees on, those aspects. And so we actually have a separate recruiting company that recruits CPAs just for our franchisees.
Wow. So Tom, to get into a little bit more of what differentiates you and what differentiates, call it the entities as a whole, I'm sure that our advisors tuning in are definitely hungry for some interesting tax strategies. And, one of the things that you've talked about is building wealth through tax strategies. So is there anything here that you could share with our advisor listeners that would absolutely apply to their higher net worth clients in helping them to add even more value?
Yeah, for sure. I think taxes are a huge part. It's our client's single biggest expense, right? Yeah. So it's all of our clients' single biggest expense is taxes. And so anything you can do to legally reduce tax, but what differentiates us is how we look at the tax law. So if you read Tax-Free Wealth or the Win-Win Wealth Strategy, what you find is that we look at taxes not as a negative, but the tax law actually can be a positive. And if you look at what I discovered in 40 years of doing that, is that the tax law really is fundamentally a series of incentives. And it's incentives to do certain things that the government wants done. For example, in the Win-Win Wealth Strategy, which is really the wealth book, where the tax-free wealth is the tax book. In the Win-Win Wealth Strategy, we actually identify seven areas where the government says, look, if you do these things, we will give you a major tax break, whether it's starting your own business or investing in technology or investing in real estate that serves other people, not just you. Okay, so we all know if you buy a house for yourself, there's a small mortgage interest deduction and maybe a tax deduction, though that's that's gone away for the most part. If you buy a house for somebody else, in other words, you buy a house that you rent, or you buy a fourplex, or you buy a multifamily that you rent to other people, your deduction for interest, taxes, and other expenses is unlimited. So you don't have those same limitations. So basically what the government is saying there, we have to look at what's the government saying. The government is saying, we're glad you're buying a house for yourself, and we'll help you out with that. But if you buy housing for other people, we'll really help you. And in fact, so what comes down to, Brittany, is people have a choice. So what we don't have a choice on is that we're partners with the government. We don't get to choose that. We choose that just by living here, right? That's our choice. Live here, and then the government imposes taxes. That's their right. What we do get to choose is what kind of partner we are. So we can be a silent partner, pay a whole bunch of tax, which is what most people do, 90% plus of the population. It's as my friend Robert Kiyosaki would say, it makes us a tax mule, right? We're just carrying the tax burden is what we're doing. Or we can actually do things the government wants us to do. And when we do that, two things happen. First of all, we reduce our taxes. And we have several clients that reduced them to zero. You can legally reduce taxes to zero that way. And the government will never complain about it. But two, not only are you reducing your taxes, but you're building more wealth. So one of the things I explain is that the way the tax law works is the more income you make, the more taxes you pay. But the more wealth you build, the less tax you pay. Because the government really doesn't, they'll tax the income, but they won't tax the wealth accumulation. I mean, even look at your typical stock market investor. Typical stock market investor, they're not being taxed on the appreciation in the growth of their portfolio. And unless they sell it, if they convert it into cash, now they're going to be taxed. But they could literally hold it till they die and never pay tax on it. This is the old buy, borrow, die strategy. You know, you buy the asset, you build it up in value, you borrow against it, and then you die with the asset and the loan in place, and you don't ever pay any tax. And that's doable in any asset class. So it really is, our focus is on how to build wealth through lowering your taxes, not just about lowering your tax.
I think there's so many, I call them golden nuggets in there for advisors to take away. And really, I mean, you just demonstrated, Tom, how important it is to have the right CPA kind of in your pocket, in your backyard, so that you can lean into the strategies. And you talked about the ones that are legal and that upstand, you know, speculation or anything of the sorts. And unfortunately, there's also people out there that maybe lean too far the other way. So I think there's such a fine balance for advisors, you know, being able to find the right resources, the right people, and people that can truly help them strategize for their best clients. So Tom, I want to flip this a little bit personal on you, because you have had some amazing accolades over the years, great recognitions. You've been recognized, you know, across the board for the work that you've done. What do you consider to be your biggest accomplishment?
Oh, well, my biggest accomplishment, my kids, but beyond my family, I think the biggest reward, I would say the biggest accomplishment that I find is when somebody comes up to me, and literally I've had this in Romania, I've had it literally all over the world. People come up to me and say, "You changed my life because now I'm financially free." Mm-hmm. And I can work when I want to work. I don't have to work. And, or entrepreneurs, I had a couple of entrepreneurs. They own a small pharmacy in a small town in the Midwest. And they came up to me and said, "Tom, just one of your strategies was the difference between us staying in business and going out of business." And those, to me, those are the big wins. When I can see entrepreneurs, because what we want to do with entrepreneurs is we want to help them free up capital that they would otherwise send to the government to use in their business and investing endeavors. So we're trying to help the government do what the government wants done. That's really our goal. We're not looking for tax shelters. We're not looking for the latest tax gimmick. I see them all day long. You do too. You see these tax gimmicks. I'm going, you don't have to go with the gimmick. The tax law is structured to reduce your taxes. It's a roadmap to reducing your taxes. And so for me, the big wins are always when I get, somebody stopping me on the street or an event. I've even been, I'll go to a mastermind group. People come up and say, "Oh my heavens, your podcast, your books have just absolutely changed, not just the way I look at taxes and my wealth, but they've actually changed the way I work with my CPA."
Wow. You know, I think that's incredible. And it really goes back to impact. You know, what you're doing when you can sit back and look at the results through the eyes of others, there is something so beautiful and powerful about that. So Tom, you mentioned something interesting. You're a part of, you know, multiple different mastermind or entrepreneurial type groups. Brian Sweet and I both are huge believers, Dre Redfern, our other partner in this, huge believers in, you know, really making sure that we're putting ourselves in the right rooms. And we believe that if we're the smartest person in the room, we're in the wrong room. So Tom, when you think about just this network and people you've encountered and all the people you've helped too over the years, what is one way you commonly see people get in their own way, where they get stuck?
I would go to the three most expensive words in the English language, and they are do it yourself. totally where people get in their own way. They're doing their own taxes. They're doing their own financial planning. They're doing their own bookkeeping. Oh, that's the worst one. They do their own bookkeeping. Are you kidding me? You can pay somebody $50, $60 an hour and you're doing your own bookkeeping? Are you kidding me? And they're going to do it faster than you are. So if you look at time, you know, time's our most precious commodity. Why would you do something that you know nothing about? Why? I mean, you need to learn the basics. Don't get me wrong. I think everybody should understand the basics of accounting. For example, if you're in business, better understand the basics of accounting. If you're going to invest, you better understand the basics of finance, right? If you're investing in real estate, you'd better understand what a cap rate is. Okay. So there are certain things you need to understand. There's just a lot of the details that you don't. You know, I'm old enough where my brain's full. If I'm going to have something new put in, I have to get rid of something. So I try not to, what I'm looking for is just getting rid of little nitpicky trivia and putting in bigger ideas. And then I can let other people, other professionals do the thing. So I'm not a financial planner. Do I work with a financial planner? Absolutely. I'm not a real estate expert. Do I work with real estate experts? Absolutely. So, you know, I'm really good at tax, but I will tell you, my wife is better at it from a tax return standpoint. So she's the one who's doing the tax return. She's right now I prepare my tax return and she reviews it, but she has her own CPA firm. She's very good at the details. And so I think the other thing is really looking at what are you really good at and getting other people to do everything. Mm.
It makes me think immediately about the book, Who Not How by Dan Sullivan and Benjamin Hardy. I highly recommend, and we've talked about this book on the podcast before, but I mean, Tom, everything you said there, the DIYers, the people who think that they're saving time or money or whatever the rationale is, there's so much proof on the other side that once you let go and you truly lean into where you should be spending your time and where you add the most value to the world, just the catalyst of positive things that happen from there. So Tom, you know, when I think about the world of, let's just call it finance, and finance defined by many different layers, be it, you know, you mentioned real estate, you know, in accounting and taxes and wealth advising, it's really our job to stay on top of both the negative and the positive going on in the world. And sometimes the negative can outweigh the positive when you're looking outside at what's happening. So what are some things that you do to really keep your mindset in check and to help you, you know, stay focused on the positive and not succumb to kind of what's going on in the world?
Well, fortunately, unfortunately, I kind of look through the world through rose-colored glasses. So not really a big issue for me. I just tend to see the positive. I tend to be able to say, I've always been able to look at both sides and always ask the question on both sides. For example, I subscribe to multiple newspapers. I don't subscribe just to the newspaper or the online information that goes along with my primary views. I subscribe to both sides and I watch videos on both sides. And I actually think that that's important because I think we get caught up in the negative when we're so sure that we're the positive. And if we look at, you know, one of the things Robert taught me was every coin has three sides. It has a heads, a tails, and it has the side. And really the genius is to be able to stand on the edge of the coin and look at both sides. And that's, you know, if we can do that, then we can be objective. We don't get caught up in the negative and we only see the possibility.
I think that is such valuable advice. I was in a conversation recently with somebody and they said that for them, if they have a strong opinion on something and they start seeing too much evidence that they're right, they immediately are like, I'm not looking in the right place. Exactly. And I think that is such a great characteristic to embody and embrace when you think about, you know, the biases that can happen when you become too strongly one way or the other, regardless of what it is. So I think the rose-colored glasses are serving you well.
Well, if I could add, I mean, even in your own profession. So in my profession, you know, I've got more experience than most people in my profession, and I've done more than most people in my profession. I'll still get, like the other day, I had a client send me a, said so-and-so had sent him an idea and an investment idea, and does it work? And I looked at him going, God, this is really clever from a tax standpoint. I don't think it works from an investment standpoint, but it's really clever from a tax standpoint. And I let him know, I said, here's your risk, which is not a tax risk, but I'm going, I want to learn. You know, if there's another way to look at it, I want to be able to, that's the big idea that I want to be able to see is a different point of view.
And I think that's something that our advisor audience tuning in, and I know this is something that many of our listeners do, because we'll hear stories of this, of change perspective and, you know, little nuggets of wisdom that they're like, wow, I haven't thought of it that way before. So, and it goes back to, Tom, I think it's the proverbial learner's mindset, the person who's never believing that they know it all, because there's so much more to see and to hear and to learn out there. So Tom, when you think about the future and rose-colored glasses or not, what are you most excited about? Something you're working on, something that's coming up, you know, what's really got you excited?
Well, I think we're at least in my profession, we're in a unique place in history, because our profession is going to change radically in the next 5 to 10 years. I think that's true in all financial advisory professions, but I certainly in the tax advisory profession. I think within 5 years, you won't, no accountant will be doing data entry into a tax return. I'm going, and if that's your business, you're in trouble. But I look at AI and blockchain together. I always look at those two technologies together, because blockchain is what gives us some assurance that what we're learning from the AI is accurate, is correct and accurate. I don't think you can do one without the other. So the Web3, you know, you got to have AI in there, but the AI is really to really pull from what blockchain gives us. And I look at those and I'm going, how many tools, what amazing tools are we going to have? And we're actually looking at, you know, what I'm excited about is we're creating a lot of those tools. So we're really, we have a software company that is building tools for, tax advisory services, for helping people learn about how to build their wealth, what the options are. I had a client just yesterday. He's been investing in real estate for 10 years, and he's a very successful business owner. He says, I've never really quite understood cap rate. And so I just gave him a little lesson on cap rate. I'm going, wow, that is so interesting. What it tells me is how little people know and how much there is to teach and to learn. So I think the opportunity to learn and to grow and to get so much more knowledge and wisdom, it's just going to accelerate. And I'm very excited about that.
You know, I think you're dead on there. And, you know, when we start talking about AI, blockchain, you know, kind of all that's coming down the pipeline, at least, well, I'll say this, it's been here, but coming more to the general population, people can get a little fearful and they start, you know, I've heard many conversations, we've heard clients come in talking about this, like, what's the state of jobs? What's the state of the economy? What's going to happen? And for me, I think it's exciting because I think new jobs are going to be born. I think that, you know, the notion of AI is not going to replace the person, but the person who doesn't embrace and use AI will absolutely be replaced. So I would be curious, just your general look, because of the circles that you run in, you know, what do you see as possibility beyond what you just shared when it comes to AI and kind of what it's going to do in the world?
Well, my heavens, I think what we'll be able to do is we'll actually be able to use the higher parts of our brain as advisors. You know, we've done so much routine work, whether it's, you know, tax return work or bookkeeping work, or, you know, in the financial planning area, is it, you know, just the very basic stuff, even an evaluation of a client. I'm going, I don't think anybody's going to have to do client evaluations at all. I think the client will just, you know, have a little input screen and they're going to fill out their, put their information in, or we're going to upload all their information and it will actually let them know, well, here you go. Here's your risk analysis. Here's you know, some things to be looking at, you know, based on your preferences. I think we're just going to be able to do more because we won't have to spend so much time. You know, we still spend, I mean, so I have a CPA firm besides the franchise. So we're a franchisee, of course. And in my CPA firm, we still spend a lot of time doing tax returns. I'm going, but we have really smart people. Wouldn't it be great if we could just do a lot more advisory services? Maybe we could learn how to ask better questions. Maybe we could actually gather better information and sort that information so that we could analyze it better. I mean, the job of an advisor is to ask good questions and analyze the results. That's our job. And maybe we could just do just that. And I just think, you know, if you look back, there was a time when weaving, for example, was all done by hand, right? And there was a group called the Luddites back in the 1800s, and they went and these were employees who went and destroyed the weaving machines because they go, it's going to take our jobs. I mean, that's exactly where we are right now with AI. I'm going, you're worried about AI destroying your job. Well, what you ought to be looking for is, how do I end up with a better job? Yeah. And I think it's going to be more jobs, not fewer jobs, because we're going to have more opportunities and more possibilities.
I couldn't agree with you more there. And, you know, I love the example of the weaving, and there's so many examples as you look back, you know, over the history of time at where advancements and evolution really helped enhance how we do things. And I think this is exciting. And I'm also one that tends to look on the positive versus kind of the darker negative side. So I completely relate to what you're saying there. So Tom, I know you have, I think it's a third edition of Tax-Free Wealth coming out. Is that right?
We do. We have a third edition coming out probably in January. It's the third edition of Tax-Free Wealth. And it's better. I mean, when I actually started working on it, I wasn't planning on being a third edition. I just thought it'd be an update. But we just did so much with it that we decided that, well, this really qualifies as a third edition. And it just incorporates a lot of things that I've learned over the last 5 years since our second edition came out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what's happened since then. And I really believe it's the best version. So I'm very excited about it.
Awesome. I know we will definitely get our hands on that. So Tom, before I ask my last question or two, if somebody wants to get access to any of the resources you've mentioned, learn more about how you might be able to support them, how your companies might be able to support them, how would they go about doing that?
Well, obviously the books are in any bookstore or on Amazon. They're really easy to find. Tax-Free Wealth has been the number one bestseller in its category for many, many, many years, and for which I'm very, very grateful. The best way to get in touch with us is wealthability.com. And what we'll do is we'll do this would be great for the advisors on this call, because what we'll do is we'll do a kind of a second opinion on your tax return. And it might be, I always think it's best. So I always try out anything that I'm going, before I present it to our clients, I always try it out myself. I want to make sure, have I evaluated this? Does this make sense to me I always 100% of the time, even if it's a tax idea, I will try it first. And so I would just, you know, open that up. Just schedule a call. We'll do a free evaluation and say, well, look, is there anything that you're missing, or are you in great shape? And we'll do that. No charge. Mm-hmm. Wealthability.com.
Awesome. And we'll make sure that those links are included in the show note. That is a huge give for you to have somebody go through that assessment, and could not agree more before you go recommending anything or anyone, doing your due diligence in general across the board, because there's a lot of great talkers out there, but what we're looking for is results. And that's obviously what matters. So Tom, you know, one of the questions that I have is, if you were put in a room full of highly successful advisors, which I'm sure you've been in rooms like that because you've spoke all over the globe, but if you're put in a room with highly successful advisors and you were able to offer them one piece of advice that comes from your actual experience, what would that one thing be?
Oh, ask better questions. It's always about asking better questions, whether it's asking better questions of your clients, asking better questions of your who's, asking better questions of the world, asking better questions of your spouse, your kids. To me, it's, you know, it's education is about pulling out. Educe, the word that is the root of educate, is not about shoving stuff into people. It's about pulling it out of people. And I think what makes a great teacher is the same thing makes a great advisor. It's somebody who really asks great questions. So that would be, if there is one skill set that I wish every advisor had, it would be to ask better questions.
I love that. And I think that, you know, a lot of times those better questions can come from putting yourself in rooms with people that are outside the box. You know, I think, you know, Tom, I know you're part of Strategic Coach, and, you know, Brian and I have been part of Genius Network for a long time. And there's all kinds of different masterminds and entrepreneurial groups, but I think it really forces you to think and see things from a different light, which in turn can help you ask those better, those deeper questions of yourself and then of your clients as well. So love that. Tom, what haven't I asked you that I should have?
Oh, I think you've done a terrific job, Brittany. It's been a pleasure to be on the show with you today. I love working with financial advisors. It's interesting. They're an interesting combination of academic and client service. Mm-hmm. And because I find a lot of, not all financial advisors, just like not all CPAs, but I think a lot of financial advisors really do want to understand what they're doing better. They want to understand how to make things better for their clients. And so they do want to know more. And one of the things that I would hope is when it comes to taxes, don't try to be the expert, because I will tell you, I will never try to be the expert on the stock market. And I find too often that I have, whether they're financial planners or attorneys or other people who really aren't tax professionals, and they try to be tax professionals when all they really need to do is to have a team of tax professionals they can call on.
Amen. Brings us right back to the who, not how concept of making sure you've got the right who's in your network and leaning into other people's talents so you can deliver the best value that you are put on this earth to deliver. Tom, thank you so much for your time today. We know that, as we say, time is the only commodity we can't get any more of. So we appreciate you.
Thank you very much, Brittany.
That wraps up today's episode of the Ultimate Advisor Podcast. If you liked what you heard today, give us a like, give it a share to somebody that could gain immense value from what we talked about, and be sure to subscribe so you can be the first to know when the next episode drops. We'll catch you right back here next time. Hey there, Brittany Anderson here. If you are loving what you're hearing on our Ultimate Advisor Podcast, don't keep us a secret. Share us with other advisors that you think would benefit from the messages that you are hearing. The easiest way to do that is to simply send them to ultimateadvisorpodcast.com. And if you want to learn a few other ways that we could potentially serve you as an advisor, go check out ultimateadvisormastermind.com. As always, we are so happy to have you here with us as part of the Ultimate Advisor community, and we look forward to a continued relationship.